Thank you for calling Best Buy. My name is Lisa. How may I assist you?
Hi, Lisa. This is Rosalind with XPO, and I can give you the FMS number.
I'm ready.
1 second. And it's 74. No, I'm sorry. 754.
Just
85.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
All right.
Okay, what is it?
754-857-07.
Okay, that's for Michael.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Could you verify the address, please?
Sure. 5700 Hawkins Drive, The Village, Florida, 32163.
All righty. And what's going on?
All right, so I have the tech on the back line, and he's at the home for delivery for the washer and dryer. The washer is okay, but the dryer needs to be gas, and they sent him an electric dryer. And I've already verified with the customer as well.
Wow. And he picked this up from the location as well.
Yes.
They picked the wrong unit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the customer did ask about, is he going to be able to just send the dryer back, or do he need to order a new set? Okay.
No, they picked the wrong unit. So it's nothing that the customer did wrong, so he don't have to do anything.
Okay.
The installer, he's in the Villages, so the Villages is, what's the Villages? The villages is not that far away from the DDC, so they should be able to just swing by there and pick up that correct unit.
The correct one.
That's
okay.
That's a mispick, so that should not be. That's nothing that team should have to. That's nothing that customer has to do. So I can reach out to their customer.
Okay. All right. And I'll let the tech know. What needs to be done, basically.
Okay, let me reach out to that customer because there's nothing that they need to do. That was a mistake on that DDC. They picked the wrong unit for that customer, or that customer, or it got mixed up in the lineup.
Okay.
So let me just reach out to the customer. Hold on.
All right.
you do me a favor? Can you ask Can you ask that driver? Because, see, I just want to make sure he don't have that gas unit on his truck, because sometimes they could just pour the wrong thing. You know, sometimes they be in such a hurry that it could be. I wanted to make sure that that tag on there, because I worked in that warehouse, and I know how they do in that warehouse. They put tags on the unit, and I want to. I'm going to see if he got a picture in here first.
See if I he's hung up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, because usually he don't even have a picture in there. Because I know in that warehouse they put tags on it, and on that tag it has their customer's name, their customer's address, and everything on there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to reach once we get off. I'm gonna have to call him back.
Yeah, because I want to make sure that he didn't just because a lot of times I see. Sometimes those drivers, and I have to tell them, well, make sure you look in this truck and make sure you ain't pull the wrong customer, because sometimes they pull the wrong customers. Mm-hmm. You know, they are going there and they pull something, they be pulling the wrong thing, they be in such a hurry to get to their next stop. So I just want to make sure.
Okay, I definitely ask.
Because they make mistakes like that, and they be trying to go to the next stop, and this customer said he need this done before the end of the week, because that warehouse is a pretty good, they're pretty good about that, and that particular model, that gas and electric is not just one thing off, so I don't know how they could have did that, but anyway, hold on, let me give you a case number.
Okay. What's your name again?
Lisa.
Okay.
All righty. Is your case number for that? It's going to be 282.
Mm-hmm.
790-327.
Okay. All right, that's 282-790-327.
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied, how satisfied were you with the interaction?